Hello, everyone. Welcome back once again to the Retrocade Podcast, episode 55. It's Sean and
Phil.
No, we switched it up. It's Phil and Sean.
Little reverse switcheroo.
Yeah, the old switcheroo here. We're back in a big way. You know, episode 55. I guess our last episode was April, and now it is the quarterly episode. Once a quarter.
2 to 3 months.
Yeah, every 2 to 3 months.
Content release.
Yeah, and the last one wasn't even on YouTube, but it was on
the
podcast.
We're here with still alive and still subject matter. So
yeah, we're kicking and we're live, and there's a ton of. There's a ton of media that we have been checking out and dealing with. And
a lot of streaming, I'd say. This is the
time.
It's
all streaming because even the movies that we've seen are completely – like they're in theaters, but also you just wait for them to stream. And that's what I did with Doctor Strange.
So I saw Strange.
You saw it in theaters?
I did.
Okay. You went alone?
I went with somebody.
Okay. It was like a few weeks ago because started streaming last night.
It was like a month ago, maybe.
Because it just started streaming like last night. You know, I watched it last night. And I was like, oh, perfect.
A generous 6 out of 10 if I was, that's being optimistic.
Is this the second or third one?
This is the second one.
Right, because he's in a shit ton of the other ones, so I'm getting confused.
This is the second.
Okay, so I liked the first one. I didn't
first
like,
one's better, absolutely.
I didn't like this one as much. It's, you know, the multiverse, it is a CG. Listen, if you like the CG, the wildness of that, you might enjoy this movie more than I did. I didn't hate it, but it really is a CG fest. And in addition to that, would you be thrown off if you didn't watch WandaVision? Did you watch WandaVision?
I did not like it. So this is just
I liked WandaVision.
Continuation of a poor story, Mike.
I liked WandaVision, and they're doing a lot with her character because, you know, I guess this is spoilers for this. Anyone care like about
WandaVision? Was 2 years ago.
Well, WandaVision, who gives a shit about WandaVision? But of course, Vision dies on that on that show, and this is he dies in Avengers, and that whole show is her like coping with his death,
like making a fake pseudo family,
making a fake
alternate reality
like multiverse.
Housewife.
Yeah, and like because she watched like TV shows, like classic TV shows
like
in
the
Russia,
50s,
60s, 70s. Yeah, Brady Bunch kind of thing.
Even
every episode kind of mimics a TV show that, which
like,
I actually really enjoyed that. I liked that a lot.
Cool, like the little parodies. We're not discussing WandaVision, but
no.
It had some pros. But I thought like
I liked WandaVision more than Doctor Strange.
The ending was very flat, and
versus the other witch,
cooler characters.
Yeah,
and I just thought it was kind of blah, you know.
I liked it more than Sean.
The Disney Plus shows for outside of Star Wars have been remarkably bad. Hawkeyes and like Miss Marvel.
I haven't even given it a chance.
15-year-old.
No,
like,
it's not. I look at it and I'm like, it's just not for me. I'm not a Marvel diehard. I watch them like I did watch Doctor Strange.
I don't think they care about us anymore. I think they're trying to market to like preteens.
For sure.
And the 35-year-old that bought comics in the 90s.
Oh, we're not the demographic.
Oh,
I mean, we are for some
guys.
Things.
They want our kids to buy this shit.
Us old geezers don't matter. But I don't think we ever really did matter.
When we did matter, Marvel was not owned by Disney. They were smaller fries.
Yeah.
So, like, the 90s, we watched the cartoons, like X-Men.
But we were the children, so...
But
But that's who's really doing the... I get it, there's collectors. But I think the collector segment, like, the 35-year-old, like, you know, what do we call them? Man-child? Is that the word? Like, that buys all
the
shit, bro... You know, game bro, collector, yeah, like the man nerd, whatever, the geeky man cave. Like, I feel like that's a very smaller demographic in comparison to the kids, which is a very big demographic, as you can see from all these YouTube, you know, based children.
It's so above our heads because, like, I go on YouTube listen to like music or like watch, you know, some weird conspiracy video.
Well,
I don't like
that's me, but also I have kids, so like I see that shit.
These kids, there's all this content.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
I don't watch YouTube.
Oh my!
I don't give a shit about
my kid. Loves the Marvel guys. You know, Hulk and Spider-Man are his number ones.
He'd rather watch like a 2-minute video than watch an actual
episode. Oh no, he's not old enough to watch. He's not even 3, so he's not old enough to watch like.
Yeah, you got
to
show him like the 90s classics.
Oh yeah, I try that. That's still.
But I also
him,
think
you know?
They're like
he's getting into real Ghostbusters though. He's like put on Slimer, you know. So he gets he's getting real Ghostbusters
like,
a bit.
This animation stinks.
Yeah, but I see.
They want
I'm,
like flashing.
Well,
glints.
He, you know what he watches a lot. There's like just independent YouTube channels that what they use is they import all of the characters into GTA. Like, they'll import the Hulk into GTA, and they'll just fight in GTA.
Oh, so it's like mods, essentially.
Yeah, it's modded. That's what he wants. That's his majority.
I haven't played GTA in...
Yeah, the new GTA 5, whatever, you know.
But that's been out for, like, 12 years.
It has, yeah.
People still have, like, a huge community behind it.
Massive, yeah, still. Like, so they just mod... Like, they'll put Spider-Man and the Hulk and, like, Jaws, and they'll all just fight within GTA world. Yeah, exactly. And they're just throwing cars and exploding and, you know.
He just likes simple, bright things.
Yeah, like...
But he's also 2-3 years old.
Exactly, he's a little younger. But Spider-Man and the Hulk are, like... And he already exhausted all of the baby shows for them. Like, they have, like, a baby Spider-Man on... Spider-Man and his Amazing Friends. He's exhausted. He watched all those.
We had, like, Muppet babies.
Yeah, well, that's kind of it. So they have, like, on Disney Plus, they have Spider-Man and his Amazing Friends. So it's, like, baby
Spider-Man. It was, like, baby Looney Tunes, I remember.
Yeah. I remember that. And then there was later on, like, stuff like Animaniacs and stuff. I just rewatched Roger Rabbit the other day, and that's actually a real good classic.
They would never come out today. Voluptuous.
No. That movie probably has more for adults than it actually does for kids. It's more of an adult movie. It really is.
Well, even like Animaniacs, remember they had this like really hot nurse? They cut her out.
Hello, nurse. Oh, on the reboot.
New Space Jam. They made Lola Bunny very sexualized.
Oh, they
hot. Now they made her a lesbian, sports athlete.
Yeah.
People are like, and the show, you got rid of all these iconic characters, and the movie flopped, and you're wondering why.
Yeah, but the first Space Jam sucked too. So like,
first one was a classic.
It's because you watched it in theaters. That movie, try to watch it again. Watch Michael Jordan act. It's horrible.
But also,
I put it on a few months ago, and I turned
9 years
right
old.
Off.
I was like, wow.
Oh, at the time, I had Space Jam bedsheets at the time.
You know? Yeah, Forty years later. 20 years later, you're like, well.
At the time, I had Space Jam bedsheets. Yeah, I watched that movie in theaters with Bill Murray and Newman.
I remember
Newman.
The McDonald's toys. Vivid.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of tie-ins with that movie.
I remember the McDonald's.
The Monstars, and their drink was just water. Nowadays, they'd like have a tie-in with Gatorade,
Powerade.
You know what? A special drink was just Powerade. Buy Powerade.
Yeah, all the content's streaming now for the most part.
I mean, like, it's in theaters, but you have the opportunity to stream it. So, like, watch that show and you're going to buzz us. But you're okay. But, the Batman, which we talked about on the last podcast. I don't remember. I don't think I saw it yet at that point, which I did like. I waited for it to come on HBO.
I'm a Batman guy, so
but
I like
me too.
The darkness.
I mean,
I like
no, me
Pattinson.
Too. No, I really liked it, but
it's
don't.
It's the best new movie I've seen in. It's the best movie I've seen in 2022, hands down.
I know, I really liked it, but I don't know if I liked it more than, like, the Nolan ones.
I'm not comparing to Heath Ledger, Joker, but...
Right. Overall, but Batman Begins... Can you compare it to Batman Begins?
Yeah, it's better, I think, for sure.
They're really close.
I think it has a bright future.
I really liked Batman Begins at the time, and I still like it, and of course, The Dark Knight
book
is
movies,
the best one.
The one I'm most excited for.
Oh, the second one. And the Penguin's coming back, right? Colin Farrell's coming back.
He's
having
a show.
He's always having a show, of course.
You see Peacemaker, which is fantastic, John Cena.
Yeah. I didn't see it yet. Yeah.
It's on HBO, it's tremendous.
Is it? This is a tie into that, though?
No, it's just that he's from Suicide Squad.
Oh, okay.
It's great. They're making the Penguin. He's going to have his own show.
Yeah.
Gotham, lowlifes, criminals.
Sure.
They'll tie in Batman characters, obviously.
Right.
Another fascinating DC kind of guy is Ezra Miller. Have you seen what's going on with this guy?
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
He's like this cult.
What a disaster.
So I read
aren't they dropping him?
Well, they already filmed this huge Flash movie that cost,
$100 million. Yeah.
So they're like, what do we do?
And this kid's like sexually assaulting people in Hawaii
today,
and throwing fucking vodka bottles at them.
He has warrants for his arrest in like 5 states. And they believe he's in like a compound in Vermont. And he has like kids in his compound with weapons and like it's
bro,
very bizarre fall from grace,
highly bizarre.
And they said like he's
is he
like
drunk or on drug, what's wrong
like,
with him?
He's like has all these like underage people that he manipulates and they follow him and
this is so weird.
It's craziness.
And, we say he, but he goes by they.
He's like non-binary,
right. We're saying he, but we mean that we they. What are they doing?
But it's fascinating how this guy just fell from grace and lost his mind.
What the fuck happened? He's
but it's only been the last 6 months.
Yeah, it's been relatively short.
He's in like
yeah.
Harry Potter movies. He's right. In Flash. His career's on the rise. And then he just went berserk.
So weird, but
he's
I don't
like
know.
Throwing chairs at people.
Throwing glass bottles at bars in Hawaii or something.
Like having this cult figure, it's, you know. It's interesting because Warner Brothers has quite the pickle because they're like,
oh man, they're probably like,
this is a huge blockbuster movie, and this guy is like,
from what I read so far, that is not official, but they did drop him unofficially. Now, will the movie continue to come out? They can't.
Too huge of a movie.
So much money, they can't throw it out. So they have to. They have to continue with that movie. But will they continue on after?
They might probably not release it for another year. You know?
Yeah, let the dust settle. Yeah. I know.
It's too hot for. They can't. Everyone's like, oh fuck, they're gonna boycott it. This guy's a creep.
Oh man, what a weird.
I always laugh because he has a name Urza, which was a famous magic character.
I think his name is Ezra, but, Sean, but
no, yeah. They call Urza Miller though.
Whatever.
But yeah, I just laugh because it reminds me of Urza from Magic.
Urza from the Urza saga, Urza's legacy.
Urza was always a Magic the Gathering.
What is Urza Miller's destiny here? Failure? Is he gonna come back as Flash?
Jail prison. We'll see.
KY Jelly in prison.
He's certainly, the talk of the town, that's for sure.
You see his face, he does look a little unhinged lately. Like any of these, like...
Well, he has all these warrants and they can't find him.
And he's
on the land.
And this compound talk is just as weird, you know, if not, like, the weirdest part of it.
He's like a religious cult figure.
Kind of like Jared Leto, you know, who with his failure of Morbius.
Funny they re-released it.
Right.
Less money.
And it failed again. I guess it didn't cost them as much to re-release
it. They're like, we'll release it another week.
I think it became such a joke, they were trying to ride the coattails of the joke, and that didn't work out for them, you know? But I'm done with Jared Leto as an actor.
We discussed this last time.
I'm done. Yeah. But I liked, of course, aside from Batman, which I liked and you liked, I liked Doctor Strange. Did I like it as much as the first one? No. I think the best thing about the first one was his character. The smarminess, you know.
He was new. He was exciting. He was
fresh.
Different.
He's a smartass. Like I liked his character.
He's like Asian guru guy was cool.
I liked him as a character. He's still good in this one.
Yeah,
you know,
he's not bad.
He's got stuff to do.
But like the girl was kind of like, what was her portal ability? Like she was.
She had a lot of powers, but shoehorned. Is she a character
in
the comics?
Very like implemented.
These are the things that her character's name is America. I'm not a diehard Doctor Strange fan, and nor do I really watch his comics.
Introduce these characters to like fit an agenda. You know?
Otherwise it's just a movie full of like men, I get it, but like also at the same time,
who cares? It's a fantasy movie. I'm not looking at their race or their gender.
It's not diverse enough. There needs to be because of there'll always be Twitter backlash, so they're always gotta diversify. Twitter cares, so like the corporations are like, you have to shoehorn, you have to bring Reva in. You know, so I'm sure you're gonna bring that up. I'm sure you're gonna go there. So I like Doctor Strange. Like Sean said, 6 out of 10. I'm like more like. I'm almost 7 out of 10, 6.8 out of 10. I liked it. It is very busy.
I want to watch
it
again.
They dragged in some old bones for it. They brought in fucking Professor Xavier X.
That was the coolest thing.
I liked the look. He's traditional comics. I loved his wheelchair.
The cartoon wheelchair.
Perfect. It was the cartoon wheelchair.
That was
wheelchair.
The highlight of the movie. It was 3 minutes.
Yeah. He's not in there. That was one day of shooting on set for Patrick Stewart.
That was literally the highlight
of
the movie.
88 years old. He did it in between episodes of Picard, which is just like bombing, you know. I'm 88 years old. You ever see his wife, who's like our age? It's so... No,
really?
His wife's like 38. This man is 107, you know?
He was in the original Dune, and he still had hair. It was like 1980 or something.
80-something, yeah, I know.
It's 42 years ago.
It was before Star Trek, which was 87, yeah.
42 years ago, he was in Dune.
And he wasn't a young man.
And he was
Dune.
Like our age then.
Yeah, now I'm 87 years old. On my seventh wife.
Can't talk English.
No, I love Patrick Stewart. Yeah, of course. You know, I'm just making a joke.
Picard, Xavier.
Yeah, I love those characters.
So many iconic.
I love it's Star Trek Next Generation. So he's great.
I'm a big Star Trek guy.
Yeah, especially TNG. I don't watch any of the new shit. You know, except for the new. I watch the new movies, but I don't watch any of the new media.
It's sad they stopped making the Chris Pine movies. They were pretty good.
They did three and done. Yeah, which
I
they were all pretty good.
Made more of them. I enjoyed.
Yeah, I liked Beyond Star Trek Beyond. I liked the first one. The second one was alright. Just kind of a rehash. Oh, into the was that? I thought
or in the darkness. Something.
Into dark, into the dark. You know, that was the more.
Yeah, one of them was just a remake of Khan.
Yeah, it was just a remake. That was why that
Khan
one leg.
Khan is the
for
most
me.
Iconic.
God, I mean, speaking of these
Star
old codgers,
too, though, that movie.
That's a great one, a classic.
Sci-fi masterpiece.
Yeah. Compared to all the other ones,
it's the best Star Trek content ever made.
I guess
Wrath
so.
Of Khan. It's
great. Yeah. I mean, I love TNG the movie, the show, not the movies. No, those were horrible.
If you had to pick one Star Trek thing to watch,
yeah, probably Khan is the best of it. Yeah, because the first movie's super boring. The
first movie's very dry.
Khan is good. I like the one with the whales where they go to.
There's so many of them.
There's like six, right? I like
six
the one with
seven.
The whales where they yeah it might be seven, right? They if you count Star Trek Generations, but
Shatner's.
Oh my, yo, Shatner is hysterical because the man is like 95 and he looks like he could pass for 65. He's insane.
Like,
that
he's
just,
doing like.
And
action.
I'm going to space, and he's going to space.
He's like,
he just went to space.
He's
yeah,
like sweating. He's like,
belly went to space. And they're spraying
he's
him
like
with
champagne. 90 years old.
He's over 90. He's like 91, 92.
He's another legend.
Crazy,
wow.
Yeah. God, I know. He is a Canadian
Why
legend.
Not? When the Montreal made the cup last year, he was like sitting front row. He's a big, he's from Montreal.
Yeah,
so
he's Canadian. Yeah,
big. He was a big Habs fan.
So was what's his name was Canadian too, right? Wasn't the other one on the show that died, Leonard Nimoy? Was he Canadian?
No, he was from Massachusetts.
Oh, he's a Boston boy. Well, that's news.
He didn't
to
look
me.
Like a Boston guy. He doesn't look Irish at all, but.
I don't think he's Irish.
I think he's half Asian, half white.
I think he's Jewish, Sean. They're
really?
Both, they're all Jewish, yeah. Shatner and him are both Jewish. But, yeah, he might
well,
be.
Leonard Nimoy, another iconic.
Classic,
guy.
Yeah.
You ever watch the old. This
he's a great, fantastic director,
this
too.
This put me on to the whole like interest I have in like aliens, cryptozoology. It was this show In Search Of. It was,
well, that's funny because I remember Rescue 911 with Shatner, which also had a show during that same time period.
So In Search Of...
In Search Of is a better show, which I didn't watch as much, though.
I remember watching
it.
Like,
that was when he had the glasses and...
he was like
he
would, the narrator.
Narrator, yeah.
He was
talking
about like the Loch Ness Monster,
yes,
Bigfoot,
yes. See,
aliens.
See, that was a better show that was rarely on. I would watch
it
Rescue...
It would be on like History Channel randomly.
Random. Yeah, see, I didn't get this.
I
watched that show
it,
once
like,
or twice.
I reruns on cable like,
yeah,
at my
yeah,
grandma's house.
Because that was like an late 80s show, yeah.
It was like... 80s, early, like 70s, early 80s.
Oh, it was earlier. Because that Rescue 911 was like late 80s, early 90s. And that was Shatner. But that was Shatner.
Had this
but
really
not
cool,
as good as the one that you're talking about.
It was like before X-Files. It was like
yeah,
ahead of its
proto,
time.
Proto X-Files. Or proto Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, it was
yeah,
ahead of its time.
Yeah, yeah.
And Leonard Nimoy was a perfect host.
Yeah.
He was this very mysterious
sci-fi,
guy.
Sci-fi, mystery. Man.
So that
yeah,
kind of like
yeah,
resonated with me. How
yeah, for sure.
Nimoy
I
kind of
want to go back and see if I can find episodes of that show.
And it's such an iconic show because
yeah,
it had
yeah,
all
yeah,
the subject matter that was super
oh,
cool.
And it's, yeah, it's kind of unsolved
like
mysteries.
Pseudoscience,
oh,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah, cryptozoology, pseudoscience,
aliens,
all this
mysterious
Loch Ness,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Strange animals,
unexplained
exactly,
stuff. That's fun, yeah.
So that's Shatner. These are all classics.
Classics.
You know?
But, I mean, to get back on topic, Doctor Strange, I liked it. I guess I didn't love it. Would you give it a recommendation?
No.
You would? No. It's wholeheartedly not.
I would watch it if it was, like, on TV.
Well, it's on Disney Plus now. Would you recommend somebody to put
not
in their 2 hours?
Friday night. I'd watch it on, like, a Tuesday night.
I watched it on a Wednesday night, and it was fine.
Don't even waste your weekend.
No, I honestly, probably if I saw it in theaters, I might have been a little... You know what? It's... A lot of stuff happens, but nothing happens, you know? And, I think Scarlet Witch was a good
didn't really
villain.
Finish anything. It was just
no,
Scarlet
that's what
Witch
I'm saying.
Having, like, a shitty mood.
Yeah.
And Doctor
yeah,
Strange said,
yeah,
hey, chill out. And that yeah, was the whole movie.
But with, like, a whole crazy, like, $400
stranger,
million worth of effects going
this
on.
This girl that
them,
jumps through portals. And,
yeah.
Oh,
which does, like,
screens.
Which
cool,
does maybe, like, make you dizzy after a while with all, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure the kids
too
love it.
Too much going on.
I'm sure Gen Z loves it. So if you're Gen Z, go ahead and watch this movie. But me, as like old, wanting just like a regular narrative, I'm like, all right, with the
are
swirling
like the old
explosion,
timer now? Like,
we are, yeah, yeah. Jim from The Office is, in the, you know, he's in there for 5 minutes,
3 seconds, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. But you know, I'm a moderate recommendation. Watch it on streaming on a weekday. Don't go see it in the theater. I don't think you'll be happy. So next on the agenda, Sean. Speaking of agendas, there's so many when it comes to Hollywood. Which agenda do you want to talk about first?
Be a little more specific there.
Did Stranger Things have an agenda? Because we'll close with Obi-Wan.
I enjoyed it, actually. I thought
yeah,
thought it was an improvement from the last season.
Have you finished the... Finished
yeah,
it?
So I think it's 7 or 6 episodes. One of the
I thought it was... Is it 8 or 7?
Well, there's
or?
2 that they're going to finish with. They're like an hour and a half long.
Are they not... They're not
it's
out
not,
yet?
No, I think...
Oh, okay. So the season's not even done yet.
There's 2 like gigantically long episodes left to finish it.
Is this gonna finish the series or just the season?
The season, but
you know they're always keeping
it
up.
They might have one left,
depending on like what the numbers do. You know,
I could see one more left.
That they're still saying the same thing with Obi-Wan.
You can't have these guys when they're like 25. You know,
they're already like grown adults now. Because you think
no, they're all 19 years old.
They're all grown
people playing like 14 year olds.
Right, like the kid with the hair, Renata Ryder's son. No, not even Finn Wolfhard, who, of course, has, you know, because these seasons, like, the first season was probably filmed 7 years ago, so they're 19. Children. Yeah, they were 11, he was probably 11, 12 years old.
Look how small they are in the first season.
Yeah, and now they're all, like, adult-sized, you know, and, like, it is ridiculous, but that's the way it goes, you know, especially when you're spanning these things out and you're shooting them the way that they're shooting them. And the first Stranger Things was how many years ago? Six? For a little, and again, shooting was longer ago, so for us, 6 years, not that much, but for these little kids, it's their entire lives, you know.
You just have more gray hairs.
I just have more gray, and like the little kids are like, "Hello, I'm Finn Wolfhard," and he did Ghostbusters. He had enough time to do a Ghostbusters in between.
He's one of the more successful.
Yeah, he's the more probably him and Millie Bobby Brown are the most notable. I don't know if she does anything else, but she's certainly talked about.
She was in Godzilla movies. I don't know what else.
I couldn't fucking tell you about that movie.
I don't know.
They're just collecting their fucking 6- and 7-figure paychecks, you know.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what else she's been in, but
Good on them. I don't think we'll be seeing him in another Ghostbusters, but
I know we beat the dead horse.
Because you came in drunk, you were like, "I loved it, fantastic," and then you came in again, and you were like,
"That sucked."
Sucked. Yeah. Well, it's, you know what I mean. It's I think Ghostbusters. There's probably nowhere to go with it. They want the because you can't kind of look at it like Star Wars, where it's a whole world out there. But it's a comedy,
it's a
first and foremost.
It's a 1980s New York City movie. That, yeah, that world's gone.
Well, that's the thing, is that they changed. Well, it's gone. So they had burned. To. It's burned, and they had to change. Oh dear, Ghostbusters. Old New York is gone. The old New York. Chemical Bank. Oh dear. Now it's Chase Manhattan Bank or J.P. Morgan.
There used to be a Chemical on Forest Avenue. I remember.
Chemical Bank existed. Chemical Manhattan. Chemical Bank. Manhattan Bank. Then they merged. It was Chemical Manhattan. Then Chase Manhattan. They all merged, and now it's J.P. Morgan.
Chemical sounds cooler.
Chemical Bank. It sounds like.
Sounds like a Batman, like
Axis Chemicals. That's exactly what it always sounded like to me. When I would hear Chemical Bank, I would think of gritty Gotham.
Like, some,
Axis Chemical Bank.
Bankers. Like,
wait till they get a load. Yeah, doing shady, like underhanded shit. Chemical Bank. Where did they get a load of me? It totally reminded me of the 1989 Batman. Anytime I would hear
Chemical Bank,
Axis Chemical.
Such a cool. It was a very nostalgic name for me.
Yeah, for sure. I remember
and
that.
And then
too.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld just doubled down on it. Oh, you know what? I forgot. And I saw on a Reddit recently that Hook and Ladder 8, the Ghostbusters house, is in the episode of Seinfeld when Kramer's doing the routes for the FDNY.
Oh, sure, yeah. And he's a driver.
He's the driver. He drives the back of the truck.
Nobody beats the whiz, like, burns down.
Yeah. So when he goes to the firehouse to, like, show them his routes, they have an establishing shot of Hook and Ladder 8, which is the Ghostbusters firehouse. That's the one. It's there for 1 second. But, like, I was like, you're right. I was like, that's it. They put the Ghostbusters house in Seinfeld, you know, which is great. You know, a little tie-in. I don't know if they did that purposefully.
All right, so let's get back to Stranger Things.
So I'm halfway through. I think I'm on, you know, spoilers.
Running up that hill.
Yeah, running up that hill. When they used that
Kate Bush song. That song was the number one profitable song of last week.
Oh, definitely.
It came out in like 1984.
My wife, who didn't watch Stranger Things, was like humming it, and I was like, that song's everywhere, right? And she's like, what? And I was like, it's on Stranger Things. So I was like, they're pumping it. She must have heard it somewhere else because she didn't watch Stranger
Things.
Justin's
royalties from last week, he made over $100,000.
That's it? Yeah, oh, sure.
That's just from playing on the radio.
Just from playing on the radio or streams.
Imagine this woman who's like, has had a hit in
She's probably
years.
60 years old.
She's like,
how old is Kate
man.
Bush? Right.
She's probably our parents' age, you know?
Yeah, she's got to be in her... She's probably maybe a little younger than... Well, maybe your parents' age, but yeah, let's
say
see.
She was 24
right,
she's
gotta
when
be in her
that
20s.
Song came out.
Let's see.
That was like 86.
I'm going to go with 63 years old. Let's see. She is 63. I was on the... But she's turning 64 July 30th. Yeah. So she's going to be 60. But I was on the money. I knew she was going to be early 60s because when that movie, that song came out,
she
how old she should
be. She probably made $100,000 in 4 years.
Let's look at her. Definitely.
And now she's made in
a week.
Dude,
she's been working at Starbucks. So let's see what her net worth is today. And now people are asking if there's a lot of articles coming up. It says her net worth is $60 million. I beg to differ. I don't think she'll be worth $60 million, but yeah, that song's a big hit. As Sean's saying, it's the song that they kept playing through the new season of Stranger Things, and then it culminates with the redheaded girl. I have no idea what any of those characters' names are. Do they even say their names? Like, I don't. Millie Bobby Brown, they call her L11. They got the kid with the teeth. You know what? That's the biggest failing of this season and maybe the show. Way too many characters. Way too much shit going on with too many characters.
I like the new, I think his name was Eddie. He was cool, like a Dungeons and Dragons guy.
Yeah.
I liked him.
Is that that's not the pot smoking hippie kid, is it? That's another character. That's what I'm saying. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Like, too many characters.
They always gotta put fresh blood in
the show. They do, but they're keeping the old blood. And then they had that kid that was that Billy that died last season. Spoilers.
Well, he's done.
He's dead. He's not in the show anymore.
Spoilers, bro. It's been like 3 years.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I honestly had to go back, and I was like, I rewatched the last couple
Union
episodes.
Where they get our old podcast.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well. Oh. Yeah. They're talking. Have you seen the episode of Simpsons season 4? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I hear you, but
I thought last season sucked. Like, the mall was cheesy. This season was a lot more action, cooler characters, more dark,
story. This season's better.
That's, love bullshit.
Cheesy? No, I get what you're saying. I like that, but they were probably going for the nostalgia berries a little too much with the mall. I think it's probably what the issue was there.
The mall was...
I didn't like
season 3.
During
season
production, they were like, what could we do to really bring in those 80s nostalgia berries? Oh, we'll do a mall, everybody remembers malls in the 80s, and they did that at Walden Books in the background or whatever. They did that for Wonder Woman 1984.
I do miss the mall bookstore. It was I was always going there as a kid.
The Walden Books or
Borders. And it was B. Dalton.
Oh man, you're really pulling out the fucking you're pulling out the deep cuts here. How did you even have that on the tip of your tongue?
I remember Walden Books in the Staten Island Mall.
But there wasn't a B. Dalton.
There was one in Manhattan. I remember going.
Excuse us, but
it was in the World Trade Center. I remember my mom worked
there.
Well,
there you go. Okay, that's how you. Because I know the name, and I know I've seen it in other malls, but I wouldn't.
I remember
B. Dalton
for my mom at work, and I would
hang
out in the
very
bookstore.
'90s cut right there.
I remember
there.
Hanging out the B. Dalton's in the World Trade Center,
looking at the magazines.
Yeah,
and shit.
Comic books,
graphic novels, whatever.
Yeah, did Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. It was Shadows of the Empire. Dark Forces,
and then
whatever.
You'd have your kid books you would read.
Absolutely. No, I tell you, there's a nostalgic feeling to it.
I feel like kids don't have that.
Well, all they have now is what Barnes and Noble is just hanging by a thread.
Even the one in Staten Island, the old one was so cool.
Oh, it was a massive place that they're turning into condominiums now.
Now it's like a school.
It's just turning into a school, yeah.
But the old...
That was how big it was.
But it was cool because it was cavernous and you could kind of find your
right.
cranny. There was a cool cafe in there and people were just chilling
Starbucks,
there.
Yeah.
And it had a very cool culture.
For sure. I mean, I didn't go in there too much, but I'm in agreement.
I remember enjoying being in there.
I remember
and
that.
And then...
They still have it in Jersey.
They opened in the new mall and it's just like... Shitty
they really
store.
Downsized it.
There's no
very
characters.
Much. There's still a Starbucks in
it's
there.
It's just like box, brick and water.
It feels like more like the Best Buy of books than it did a Barnes and Noble.
It missed all the character.
Yeah, because now it's like
puniness.
White and well knit. It used
too,
to be.
It was like,
yeah.
Well, it's too bright.
It's definitely too bright because it's like white tile.
I don't want
to
be
it used
like,
to be like with the rugs and the
buying books.
Yeah, like, it does. It does have a little
it's like
bit
a
of
warehouse,
that.
Warehouse.
Yeah,
like
almost.
I
want to
be more like a cool cavern.
Yeah. With like you said, like a carpet and wood. And,
well, it's like the toy stores, like.
Yeah.
All these cool.
Have
things.
You been to the new Toys R Us? I have been.
The
a
last
couple
time
times.
I was with you in that mall, and we almost got kicked out.
Yeah, I've been there. American
Scram!
I don't have any. I don't have any footage yet, but I've been there a number of times.
The family, right?
Yeah.
I think your wife likes that mall.
She does. I'm not. It's huge, and it's. But the problem is, we keep going on Sundays. Everything is closed. There's this law that dates back in New Jersey in. Forget the county, but not Monmouth County, whatever camp, Bergen County, whatever county it is, there's a law that dates back to nearly the 1600s. It's called the Blue Law, where retail shops that sell clothing or other sundries cannot be opened on Sundays. So when you go to this
in
mall
New Jersey.
In that county or Bergen County, is it? Or whatever East Rutherford County is. I don't know. But so you go to the Mall of America, which is this tremendous multi-billion-dollar mall. 80% of the stores are closed. American Eagle. Think about it. American Eagle. Hot Topic. Like, all of the stores that sell clothing.
They're going to make a documentary about this mall.
There already is documentaries, about the failings of,
YouTube,
took 20
ones,
years. Yeah.
This will be,
on
Netflix.
Oh, yeah. There's just no. They have, first of all, they're going to have to.
It was called Xanadu, originally.
Oh, yeah, the Xanadu.
I've been there. I was there last year with.
After it opened. After we went to the soft opening. After we went to a flea market over there. And then we just barged in.
I went there with Danielle at the time with her family, whatever.
Remember how
there.
They kicked us out? Those pricks?
Yeah.
They didn't like that.
It's a cool aesthetic space.
Yeah, and it's huge.
I think just it has to have better stores, and I think they're still figuring out what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like the costs involved compared to what business that they're doing.
Well, even Empire Isles, they're getting a new operating group because they went bankrupt. I heard here's
the question. That's at Staten Island and Prior Outlets across the street, across the way from Manhattan near the Staten Island
Ferry. I worked over there.
Is that gonna go? Is that gonna fail?
Well, there's gonna be a new. They need to put. They want. I heard they want to put.
Management. I mean, but like they're filing bankruptcy. So like, is that like are we gonna see shutterings?
The space won't be empty. They'll just have new operating groups and.
Yeah, I guess it's already built. It can't be like because they'll just.
They're not gonna demolish it.
No, they'll default on debt, and then there'll be a restructuring or something like that. Exactly. Yeah, no, like because I guess at this point you couldn't let it go, like.
It's not gonna be like homeless people.
Like, right, like is that my question? Are all the stores gonna shutter? Because you got like Levi's and American Eagle and all these like you know modern retail bullshits.
Right. To get back, we keep deviating here.
Yeah, so but these are all very topical.
Stranger Things. I enjoyed it. I think it was an upgrade. I love Dungeons
so
and
far,
Dragons.
Right? Because it's not over. So yeah, like the dungeon. Well, there was always that Dungeons and Dragons tie-in.
Dragons guy, I know you haven't really played it much, but
No, I mean in recent years. I mean I have played a good amount of Dungeons and Dragons, during
COVID,
the Magic the Gathering era, 20 years ago.
I played.
You played
it,
again? Yeah. No, I haven't played in modern times. No, but I know the game.
I love
know
that kind of. I love that
paladin
aspect.
And you know because they're naming the creatures. They're naming them
it's
after
such a rich culture. It's such a rich history and fun game, and it's very cool and
for sure.
I like
a rich pop culture. Culture behind, of course,
and it was also that kind of nerdy geek kind of aspect.
Yeah,
where, like
absolutely.
You know,
it's like Magic the Gathering. You know,
like, the black kid goes to basketball, and he like leaves his nerd friends behind, and he's all these like social mechanisms, which. The lunchroom was always handled.
I for sure am. This season is definitely keeping me more entertained and more engaged in watching it than the third season.
A lot of the stuff, anything
that happened by the pool, I didn't give a shit about. Like
the nuclear underground tunnel.
Yeah, that was kind of bland to me. You know, like I'm like, well, what are you doing here? What is this? You know, like
it's an upgrade. I enjoy
for sure.
It.
I like the character moments. I do feel that there are too many characters between Finn Wolfhart and Eleven and the kid with the flat top. And the new Dungeons and Dragons kid, and then you got to worry about fucking Winona Ryder, Winona Ryder, and then
there's the guy
fucking
the
guy in
Russian
all the Russian guys, and they're scheming. So there's like a million characters. I'm like, dude, can we just focus?
It's like Game of Thrones, there's 500 characters.
But you know, and that's exactly what I thought. I was like, what can work with this many characters? And Game of Thrones came to mind. I was like, but that is different. That is a book with a world.
Giant universe.
And a universe going on. This is supposed to be a little show with kid, like a throwback to like the Goonies pretty much. You know, supernatural Goonies with a little more going on. And like, we're getting a little too much for me to like digest, like, in a, you know. But other than that, I like what's going on. I haven't finished it yet. And the episode with, you know, I think I finished where the redheaded girl's got to get away from
the
Vecna in the spirit world. And she gets away. That was where I helped to stop. Right. And that song's really bumping. Sean's wrecking the set here.
Yeah, really.
But,
fragile.
The set's,
touch.
It's literally cardboard.
The black sheet.
Duct tape together.
The set.
This is my bed sheet. But yeah,
it's like pillows behind.
I sleep behind here, and it's all.
Yeah, it's actually his bedroom back there.
My bedroom right behind here, and
his wife telling us to keep it down.
Keep it down there. So it's all held together by duct tape and cardboard. But so yeah, for sure, I'm
enjoying it.
Strange
new content, very good.
New content so far is good.
Ozark, I was like. Meh.
Oh, I you know what? So I watched season one of Ozark, and I really liked it. I didn't go into season two, and you know, it's season five. So
four, I think.
Four, okay, so it's digestible. I heard the ending; they shit the bed.
I didn't finish it.
Didn't? Okay.
I have like two or three episodes left, and I was like, I have no idea.
I heard the ending was ass, but it's hard to end shows.
I compared it to like
just
Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad,
which is
that kind
most
of genre.
People,
that's
what most people
are
comparing it to.
It's shit compared. It's not shit. It's just the character development is so much cooler, and the characters are more interesting.
Doesn't hit the high notes that Breaking Bad does.
No. It's just not as good of a product.
Breaking Bad is golden, though. They really lined that show up well.
Better Call Saul's last season is just... I'm not getting any spoilers. It's so many episodes.
No, because I might go back and watch it someday.
Phenomenal. It's the best show on TV.
Yeah, come on, but it doesn't hit the peaks that Breaking Bad does.
It doesn't, but it has its own charm, and it has the universe of these rich characters.
See, while
like
I...
You have Gus Fring in the cart, and you have the...
While I love Breaking Bad, it's like...
Salamanca's and you know.
Yeah, like, but I
the old guy.
Like for me, like Bryan Cranston, you know, like he just made
I'm telling you though, Saul is fucking great. He really kills it.
I'm sure his character is good, but like you don't get that same like character arc
that
you got
that?
With Walter White.
What the hell was Urban Trout.
Mike Urban Trout.
He's huge character in the show. He's awesome.
He must look like 100 years old now.
He's just grizzly, bold old man, and he's just like grizzled.
Yeah.
And he just like
fucks. He looked old at the end of Breaking Bad, let alone.
This is like 8 years later.
8 years later, yeah. Because we.
Listen,
because I was actively.
I up and watch it. It's phenomenal. The first four seasons are on Netflix.
Yeah.
The fifth one is on IMC. It's new content. So it's going to be another year. Maybe 2 years before it gets to Netflix.
You got to have 70 streaming services.
But. Phenomenal. Best show on TV, in my opinion.
You did say that Breaking Bad when it was on, but that was true. At least, like, cable television.
I'm telling you,
it's not on TV, though. It's streaming. AMC. Yeah, excuse me. You're right.
AMC In Demand. And,
and all its streaming subsidiaries.
700 different
channels. My God. I hate me. Is this better or worse than what it was?
It's equal to cable now.
That's what I'm saying. You have to have 15 streaming
services.
Once
you have six streamings, you're paying $50.
Prime, HBO Plus, Hulu, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus.
Plus for free. And okay, it sucks.
Really? Because there's some shows on it that I wanted to see.
PlayStation.
Oh.
It's designed well. On my TV, it's better.
Yeah.
PlayStation.
Because, Netflix got rid of Star Trek Next Generation. Got rid of Netflix had the new Stranger Things not come out.
If you play it on Roku, whatever.
My TV has a decent setup.
It works
setup.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Are you saying, like, the quality of the...
PlayStation one, like, freezes.
But what about the content?
There's some cool things on there, but I wouldn't pay for it.
It probably has Indiana Jones, right? It has Star Trek now.
Indiana Jones, Star Trek.
Yeah, because Star Trek got off of Netflix, and that was, like, almost my last...
It has all the Nickelodeon... content, so it's like Ninja Turtle stuff, which is cool. But yeah, it's whatever. The Halo show's very lame.
I almost got rid of Netflix. If it wasn't for Stranger Things, I was gonna axe it. I really was. You know, I'm just like, fuck you. I don't
like. I've been watching like the historical shows. They're pretty cool, but like
something
they're
like
a quick watch.
You know what? But you could get so much of that on YouTube for free.
I was watching like the Ottoman Empire show.
I like a lot of stuff. Cool. They had
these Japanese samurai show.
Yeah, the Ottoman go into the Roman Empire. You know, Roman Empire turns into.
But those things are like a 2 day watch, and then you're not gonna.
Then
rewatch.
You're done. Yeah, no, it's not rewatchable. You just.
But
you
it is it. A lot of. Schlock,
I like that. I do
schlock,
like that
schlock,
stuff.
Schlock.
But that's the problem. Like, I think that's Netflix's biggest problem. They have so much
trash. Disney
Plus.
Besides
Star Wars, but you see Disney.
And Simpsons. That's it.
Marvel has all the Marvel stuff. It's got...
What Marvel stuff is watchable?
All of it. I don't know.
Maybe
you want to go back and watch Iron Man? You want to go back and watch Avengers? It's all there.
The old cartoons, maybe.
They have those.
I can't really watch the movies.
Roger Rabbit I watched the other day. You want to watch, like, The Rocketeer or something like that?
The
Simpsons
does
are big things. I got kids, so it's, worth more for me.
Aladdin and
for sure.
Lion
yeah, you can go back and watch all that 90s shit. They do their own original original.
I love the Star Wars
documentaries.
Stuff.
And, of course, all Star Wars. You know, like, they have it all. So,
I've been watching Rebels a little bit. Still
you text me and I got into a few episodes and then of course I got out. You know,
it's hard.
I was like, I'm gonna watch it now, and then
I
fell
really
off.
Really cool shit, but it's like you gotta go through.
I watched
a lot of
it when
shit.
Yeah, listen, I watched Rebels when it first came out, and I'm surprised. I was like, I only got through seat one and two. I thought I.
It's
watched
like
more.
Clone Wars. Everyone's it's so.
There's
good.
A lot of Clone Wars
but I
though.
Couldn't get through it.
Yeah, well, the first season a lot of people say sucks, and it's not.
Everyone's like the last.
It's not in
good.
It's not in chronological order too. No, because listen, there's 100 episodes.
That's like 30 of them are just so unwatchable.
And there's a lot of like I know the ones that are good, but
like
there's a lot for me to.
Like, joking around, I'm like, I don't want to watch.
Yeah,
this
well,
shit.
that was what killed Star Wars for me for a number of years. Me and Mikey, I guess in 2009 or 2008, we went to see the Clone Wars movie in theaters, the cartoon movie, and it was ass. You know, it's not like the TV show. The TV show was I understand a lot. Better because I haven't watched all of Clone Wars again. So, but the second we walked out of that movie in 2008 or 2009, I was like, done. I'm done. I can close the book on Star Wars. That part of my life, I can let go because it was right after Revenge of the Sith, and I was like, I can let Star Wars be what it is, the six movies, and like I don't have to beg for content. You know, like that was the feeling in my mind. And then Clone Wars came out. I would see it on. Cartoon Network, you know, I watched a little bit, but never really. And then after it ended, everybody's like, "Oh no, that was a great show," you know. And of course, Gen Z who grew up with it is really
everyone raves about.
It. Yeah,
the last season that came out like 8 years, 10 years later, everyone's like, "Oh, it's phenomenal."
Oh, I did watch that.
I heard it was
season 7. That was good because that was short, so it was digestible. So I watched that, and I because I know
maybe
everything
I should
that
just watch the last season.
Watch that
because I can't get up to it. I tried. I'm like,
no, don't even. No, watch season 7.
So much. Listen, but also, every good episode, there's 7 bad ones.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of fucking like a lot of the clone stuff I can't get into with like
Jango Fett and then
Rex. You know, it's tough. Like, it's tough for me to like. I don't. I haven't really been watching the Bad Batch because I don't. It doesn't really hook me like that. I didn't watch the Clone Wars like that. So for me to go back and watch the Bad Batch, it doesn't really do it for me. You know, as Ahsoka now is in the Mandalorian and the Book of Boba Fett. Like, of course, no, those characters are really in it. Like, they're really in Star Wars. Ahsoka's not just some scrap character from the Clone Wars to me. She's really in it. You know, so that is good.
They revitalized her for sure.
Absolutely, and Rosario Dawson was great casting. And she
Mandalorian is the pinnacle of what Star Wars is now. Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
Like, absolutely. The Rey stuff just doesn't exist because it was shit.
And yeah, no one. You're not gonna see people be look upon fondly on the sequels for a while. Just like the prequels. I mean, listen, the internet hated the 10 years ago.
But now the prequels are way.
The prequels are back, baby, and look at Obi-Wan. It's because it's just a love letter to the prequels. Hayden Christensen's back, boys.
No spoilers. Someone else.
Well, the final episode just came out, so we won't spoil the final episode. You know, we can go with spoilers for some of the rest of the episode.
It literally came out yesterday, so we'll be spoiler free.
Yeah, I watched it Tuesday night because I was like, I'm not getting spoiled.
I watched
here.
It last night. Okay. So I knew we were casting.
All right, so yeah, exactly. Get it in.
All right, so let's talk about. All right, so we'll finish
the show. Let's finish it with Obi-Wan and close it here. We don't have to go for 2 hours. We'll just
do this. This is what we wanted to talk about anyway.
Yeah, this is the main drag, the main part of the podcast.
When it was announced, oh, you and McGregor, it was excitement.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, wow. He's
back.
So
the prequels are back, baby. You know, like, again, 10 years ago, the internet was spitting so hard on the prequels. The Plinkett reviews and, like, all these bad, like, review. Like, any YouTube movie reviewer, any like, video essay was dogging on the prequels so hard 10 years ago. It has come around because the kids that were babies.
I think Phantom Menace is a good movie.
I tell you, bro, I could watch Phantom Menace a lot easier than I can episodes 8 or 9. You know,
it's the best really of the
even
three,
and it probably is it's the most watchable probably of the prequels. Now, episode I was trying to rewatch Attack of the Clones because I feel like Attack of the Clones is the one that mimics what's going on in the Obi-Wan the most, where it's the two of them. He's got his mullet and Hayden Christensen's in there.
He's training him.
I really do like that throwback. It's a nice little throwback. A lot of people are ragging on. I'm sure anybody who's watched that.
I've actually liked. So Hayden Christensen is under the helmet when they're fighting and you see his.
Well, I don't know if he's in it because I do know they have two stunt doubles in the Vader suit. So he's not always in it. It's not always
him.
Is
he doing the Vader? Well, not James Earl Jones, but.
So from what it is James Earl Jones.
No, but when. Let's say the thing is fucked up and he's actual voice. Okay. Is that Hayden Christensen?
It's the both of them. It's the both of them.
It's a combination.
And it's him in the mask then.
But when he has the mask, that, you know,
any of the things where he's in the Bacta tank, that's him. Of course, the scenes that, you know, we're trying
to spoiler alert. The charred Anakin is Hayden
charred
Christensen.
Charred Anakin is Hayden Christensen. And if you happen to see any partially charred.
Full Vader is James Earl.
Well, you see, that's the thing. He's older than Shatner. He's like 92. The thing is, from what I understand, they're crediting him, but they're using some sort of AI to mimic his voice. And it's fucking on point.
He's not like in a studio recording.
They haven't said he's credited. So does that mean he's in the studio, or does that mean we're giving him credit because it's his voice?
They're probably just using his likeness.
Well,
agreed to it and got royalties.
If you compare what he did in Rogue One, which you can tell that was James Earl Jones, but it's 90-year-old James Earl Jones, or 85 at the time.
He's got to be really up there.
Yeah. He's 92. Let's look him up. Yeah. He's for sure in his 90s.
He's not in a working.
So
he's probably not able to really stay in a studio at 92 years old.
He did the voice in Rogue One, and if you remember, that sounded a little old. It was like, well, he's
all you gotta do is use his likeness of the technology now. You could just.
He's 91. So he's 91 years old. Born 1931. Look at him as a young man here. So he's
such an iconic voice.
Iconic, you know. He's in so much good stuff too. You know, he's in Field of Dreams.
All you need to do is credit him, man.
This is CNN. But yeah, so they're giving him the credit now. Like you said, is he in the studio? I don't know. But from what I understand, they're using some, at least at some points, or at most points, an AI to replicate his voice. And it's on point, because it sounds like Vader. And it's, you know, brilliant. I mean? And you could tell, but
they, you can never have Vader as another voice.
No. No, because anytime in a video game where it's not him, like, I, and like it's some other dude doing it, like, and he's doing it good, I'm sucks. Like, that's not James Earl. I instantly tell. Vader, but at least has they one are.
Voice, and that's be,
and it'll always be James Earl Jones.
It's just that classic dark.
So they, like, but they're
powerful, deep voice.
When he's, I think this is the final episode or the second to last episode. He's on his, he's in hyperspace on his, that's on his Star Destroyer, which is not his Super Star Destroyer yet, because that's not built yet. He uses the word facility, and he says it identically to how he says it in Empire Strikes Back, because he uses the word, this facility is crude, but it should be adequate to free Skywalker of his journey to the Empire.
I love so his original vocabulary.
Oh, it's beautiful. This facility is crude. That's great. And you have to know how to write that.
He's like talking like a colonizer, like right. Imperial. He's an imperialist. But he has an imperial vocabulary.
See, well, he has to. This facility the is crude. Have a
very underrated vocabulary.
Oh, like, and you need it that
their
way.
Their grammar school is top of yes, the line. Yes, yes. Like, their reading program, English.
Top tier, you know.
They speak. No one speaks better than Imperials. I yes. swear. The Rebels yes. talk like, you know, backyard bumpkins compared to the Imperials.
Yeah, we got two fighters against a Star Destroyer. Yeah, and then you have, you know, Vader. Yeah. We should double efforts. So, that's the impossible.
Everyone loves Vader. Yeah. I think he's the highlight of the show.
Should we go by one episode by episode? Like what? So
let's just go by characters.
All right, fine. So far, the whole thing. And so Vader, no spoilers.
Vader, highlight of the show, in my opinion. His scenes are the best. He's crippling people, throwing people around. He's Vader in his prime.
I honestly, I think just seeing Ewan McGregor is my favorite part.
It took a while for him to not be this like.
But you needed that character arc, because otherwise he's just Obi-Wan from the prequels. He's gonna be doing backflips.
For a while he was like,
I loved. You know what?
I thought there was too much Leia, way too much Leia.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was that's my biggest. That's my biggest.
It wasn't like a babysitter caper, my friend said.
Yeah, it's like, that's my biggest problem with the whole
Leia
show.
Leia should have had two episodes. That's
one episode. I was. I thought she, every, when I kept seeing her, she's in five episodes. It's too much.
She has way too much screen time.
Absolutely.
Like, get over it.
Because also a lot of people are saying it's not respectful to what. Because remember, she knows of Obi-Wan in the original movie, but she didn't say, years ago we had a big adventure. If you don't remember, you know, she says, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. She like knows of him.
She wasn't like hugging him like,
oh, General Kenobi, it's so great to see you again. Help me. You're my only hope. Help me like you did the last time. She's not saying that, you know. So there's no inkling in the original Star Wars 1977 that they knew they met each other.
She's
and had
way
an adventure.
Too much screen time.
If and they becomes, kept that adventure really small, that would have been more forgivable. But because it's most of the show,
she should have had a two episode arc. That's it.
You're right, and that for me would have been still a little too much. It would have been like, all right, she should have been in and out
every episode. Like,
but it's episodes. And I get it. They were like, well, we can't do too much with Luke because then Luke would know him too well. But Leia knows him. It's like, yeah, but she knows of him. Like, you could tell that these writers really...
They stretched it.
They're really... And that's the most dangerous thing when you do a show like this is retconning the original movies. Like, 1977. Like, don't start finicking.
You can't touch a classic.
Right. Like, you know, you start finicking with that. And they did. Now, did they rape it? No. But they really rode the line, and I know a lot of people are upset about that. And I'm trying to defend it. I'm like, hey, listen, it's a light... Like, I'll agree. It's a retcon, for sure. Because, let's face it, General Kenobi, years ago, you served my father in the Clone Wars. She didn't say, Obi-Wan, remember me from 9 years ago. She's like, you know what I mean?
And so, it's 10 years.
Right. It's not
it's
like...
It's not like, oh, I was a baby.
Exactly.
And
so
it
like
was a huge caper, like, oh, you right. saved my life.
Remember...
We went on this adventure.
Right. Remember this big adventure where you saved my life. Exactly. So, like, there is a retcon there, you know, where the reality of it is that us, the audience, sees that she knows of him. She knows her father... And helped him during the Clone Wars. Years ago, you served my father in Clone Wars. Remember, there's not much to go on. It's just a few words. But I could get it. Like
too many liberties.
You gotta really be respectful to those original movies. Because then people are gonna get fucking pissed. Because they're gonna be like, that's not what happened in the original movies. And I get it. You know, so a little too much. Riding the line there. But other than that, that was probably the most the worst part about
him following her around and running in the
Yeah, it's a bit too much. See, for me, I would have been more than happy with 3 or 4 episodes of Obi-Wan just being like in the desert, like fixing his moisture evaporator, working a job, like the simple shit, like just being like, my name is Ben, leave me alone. Like,
what was the Obi-Wan arc? There was like, a comic book just series. Just give me that. There was a comic book series.
Right, right. About, the Obi-Wan comic book.
So, I don't know.
And this is, say, and that would have been after this.
This is about 7, 8 years ago. And it was
7 years ago.
It was like a 5 comic.
I remember.
It's like a 5 issue.
It was around the time of the Darth Vader comics.
It's a 5 issue standalone.
Yeah, I have a few of them. You have them.
Same. I don't know where they are, but I have. They're probably in a box somewhere. Yeah. Like,
did you take back your Boba Fett anthology book?
Yeah, that shit's worth like $100.
I seen it. I was like a year ago.
I lent it to you like when we were like drunk. And then,
mad
like,
long ago. Years ago, Sean lends me his Boba Fett anthology book.
Printed like by graphic Dark Horse,
novel. Dark Horse, which is kaput now. Now it's back to Marvel. And I find it like under like a dust pile in here. And I'm like, oh shit. I was like, it's perfect condition because it was just under something.
Like you borrowed it, forgot about it.
I borrowed it, and forgot it about it.
Buried for like 7 years.
Buried under books and boxes. And I'm going through my shit. And I'm like, oh shit. And it's in mint condition because it just it was under a book.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh shit. And I was like, Sean's going to like this because I knew it was worth money. And I Googled it. It was like worth $1.50 or something.
I think it was like, last I looked, it was like $300.
Yeah. Wildly expensive. Yeah. I should have fucking sold it.
When the Boba Fett show came out, the interest got up. So they're like, "Oh, remember
try
that?
To buy an EOP on eBay right now. They're through the roof. The camel he rides, Obi-Wan's camel. So they only produced that in 1999, and then they reissued it as a mail away in 2009, like, as like a 10-year Phantom Menace anniversary. It's the only two ways you can get it, and it was short releases. They're like $100 on
for this little two-legged camel.
The little plastic 3.75-inch, you know, like if you want it, like as if you wanted the
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
I want to get one. You know, they're expensive.
I know you're gonna grab one.
Yeah, because
the budget permits you.
Yeah, if I could get one for like $60, I'd do it. Even that's pricey for because I don't think they're gonna reissue it. They don't even do vehicles or animals like creatures anymore because they're too expensive.
This is who they should have did right. So they're same timeline. Luke's a boy. So Jabba has his goons.
Yeah, that would have been
come
yeah,
out,
stuff like that.
And they're like, say, oh, and give me all your moisture. Like, you got to pay your taxes to Jabba.
That would have been fine.
And then they're like fucking up Owen. And then there's like all these cool aliens on like the skiffs.
Yeah.
And Obi-Wan's like killing Jabba's goons. And it was an awesome story.
Oh, that's what's in the
comics.
I thought you were telling original story here, Sean. Like, I thought you were pitching me because it sounded great.
That's like really cool.
Yeah. And, alternative and stuff, right? That maybe doesn't
like
have to involve Vader.
Leia around the city at a fucking
babysitter
caper.
But that's the now I could see where we're gonna go a little deep into this here, but we're under an hour. But that's the two things with this is that you didn't. I know Disney is saying we need people to watch this show, like general audiences, so it needs to be big. We need Darth Vader. We need the names. We need Darth Vader. We need Princess Leia. Because if Obi-Wan just does like a little Obi-Wan show, you're not going to get the general audiences to watch it. And that's the problem. Because if you just did some simple little Obi-Wan shit, the real fans would have loved it because it would have been true to the character and true to the lore and true to the canon. And really, and respectful of that, and satisfying, like you just said, if that happened, that would have been great. Or even if just Obi-Wan got into like issues in Mos Eisley, right? Like that's why
too.
I was loving like him like trading with
Jedi's,
the Jawas.
He's like one of the number one fugitives in the world, and he's walking around spaceports. Like,
well, he's got his hood on. He's not wearing a Jedi robe. He's avoiding shit. He doesn't have his lightsaber. He's rusty with the Force. He's afraid to use it.
You're the biggest Jedi's in the universe.
Well, they're looking for him. I mean, there's bounty hunters out there.
You shouldn't be dilly-dallying around spaceports and
He wasn't really, though. I thought everything with episode 5 I was completely fine with.
The 5th
know?
Episode is what redeemed the show.
Oh, really? You weren't liking it until then? 5th episode was
episode,
very good.
Like, and 2 also, or 3 was really shitty.
Well, yes. The
episode
it lagged
was very
in the
boring.
Well, but you know what? I liked that. You see, when he's trading
with...
He likes
cutting meat in like the...
Yeah,
shitty job and like
that's. You could give me a whole show. You could have given me a whole series, and I would have been fine with it. Because
dumpy cave.
Because that's true to what was happening with Obi-Wan.
He was a hermit.
He's a strange old hermit, to quote Luke. This, you know, he's like,
oh Ben,
oh Ben. You know, I don't know anybody named
Obi-Wan.
He's like,
I've met him a few times.
Yeah, exactly. He really crossed paths. Yeah, crossed paths with him. You know, I wonder if he mean old Ben. Old lives at the Dune Sea. Kind of a strange old hermit. I wonder who she is. You know, so. Luke knows him. He's seen him. They've had a little.
You don't like him going underwater bases.
Yeah. No. Exactly. Exactly. Like, nothing come like. On but now. That's why stuff like that for me. I'm like, listen, Obi-Wan's been in the fucking desert here. He could have had an adventure or two, but that's why they're talking about a season two, and I'm like, no, no, end it here because you know they'll have to do another big fucking thing, and it's like, no, he was not.
He was low key.
Was low key the whole fucking time. So like, just staying quiet on Tatooine, cutting up his meat, trading with Jawas, like calling himself by the name Ben,
living in
the
cave,
living in a cave, rusty as fuck with his buried lightsaber. That's what Obi-Wan was doing, and that's respectful to the canon. And any kind of character moments, I love. Because you're going to give us more of what, you know, more Ewan McGregor from the prequels, which is nice. Because, like, listen, let's face it. He was the best part of the prequels. And also, a lot of that needs to kind of still be redeemed for a lot of people. Because a lot of people look at the prequels as still trash. And their characters were weak. Which is true. The characters in the prequels were weak. But at Ewan McGregor being the best part of that, give him the series to flesh him out. And they did do that. You know, so a lot of that is good. So I have a lot, like, I have a lot of good to say about the Obi-Wan series. And some where I'm like, you know. But ultimately... So, and then to think about, I know you're going to go just, I mean, we haven't even mentioned it, but Reva, you know, the internet.
Oh, yeah. The internet hates her. I hate her.
I feel like her, I was bad with her until about episode 4.
She was unlikable. She didn't have much substance.
Well, they fleshed her out in the end. So, like, we could spoil that because that's not the last episode. So she ends up, of course, having a personal agenda because she was a youngling. So, like, that gave, I was like, oh, okay. Well, that gave me a lot more for her because at first I'm like, what is she doing here? Like, it's not really fitting.
She just shoehorned in.
She feels shoehorned until they gave her something.
She had all this, they gave her hatred for no reason.
Right, which sucked until they finally...
You suck. I want to prove myself.
Which was ass. Until they gave her a backstory.
Like, who the fuck is this?
Until they revealed her backstory, and I felt a lot better about her. A lot better.
I like that Vader knew who she was the whole time.
Yeah, he was like, "Oh, you fooled me!" Like,
you're a tool.
Yeah, which is really important because you don't want her hoodwinking Vader. No. You know who? I'm so surprised. Like, no, you couldn't have
some
that.
Some youngling like Vader doesn't know who
no,
you are.
No,
like,
he had to know. Yeah, because
he's
Of course, any he killed them all, so anyone that he survived, he's gonna know. So if he. I'm shocked. Like, yeah. No, you couldn't.
She was just like, get out of my face.
Yeah, no, you couldn't have that.
I used you the whole time.
Yeah, I was just using you, you idiot. Let me stab you. Like, all of that, fine.
But also, like, I'll stab everyone when they die, but she gets stabbed and is like, oh, I'm fine.
Well, she probably... The off-screen back to the tank. She was hurt because Ben fucking... I mean, Owen poked her, right? Didn't he poke her in her wound?
Yeah, but then...
She's like, whoa! So
Vader
she was hurt.
Gave her a good fucking
he did.
Stabbing.
I mean, for all intents and purposes.
If it was a movie theater, everyone would have been cheering like,
the internet was rough on her. You could see the hate kind of dissipate a little bit at this
point. There's some great memes of her that everyone's just trashing her. Like.
Well, listen, people were real dirty with the actress, Moses Ingram, and her direct messages. Honestly, she should have made those. She should have blocked messages off Twitter prior to that. Did she not see what happened to Kelly Marie Tran? I mean, come on.
Is that
the anonymous internet?
Is that Rose Tico?
Yeah. She had to leave Twitter.
She never acted again.
I was so funny.
Rose Tico died her home planet.
Do you know Entertainment Earth? They're a collector website. You get
Joker
stuff. Exactly. Okay. So Entertainment Earth.
They have some cool stuff on there.
They have a lot of great stuff. They're a little sketchy on their pre-orders and when they're gonna get them to you.
I don't do pre-orders anymore.
Nah, I know, because they fucking
about it, and then you get them 3 years later. You're like, what is?
I had to cancel GameStop pre-orders because I'm just like, it's been 15 months. Get the fuck out of here. I could just buy it now in the stores. So I canceled some pre-orders from GameStop recently. But point being is that when after episode 8, Last Jedi came out, of course, it's a very big joke that the Rose Tico figures stacked the pegs. So they had such an overstock of Rose Tico toys.
They
buried them with the E.T. Atari games. February 14th, Valentine's Day. They had a Valentine's Day special. They had a dozen roses for like $10. So like if you spent X amount of money, they gave you a dozen roses. meaning they gave you 12 Rose Tico figures with like purchase of $50 or just for like 10 or 20 bucks free shipping a dozen roses. It was a special for, you know, but they had so many back stock that they were giving out 12 roses to get rid of
Compa,
them.
Compa, you know, friend of the show.
I mean, that was a long-standing joke on the internet.
Stephen Comp, right? Yeah. So he would have a local Target in Jersey.
Friend of the show.
Yeah,
well, he doesn't live too far from me.
He's actually
Now he's moving away.
But anyway, so for about 2 years, he goes to Target, and the pop figure shelf would have 25 Rose Ticos.
The Rose Tico pop.
And nobody would ever buy them. And he stayed on the shelf for 2 years, and he goes take a picture.
You liquidate
like,
those for...
Rose Tico update.
Man.
No one ever bought them. And then after 2 years, they were like liquidated at like $4.99. No one still bought them.
You know the
Target
know.
Just eventually threw them out.
Kenner Hasbro had no confidence in The Rise of Skywalker after The Last Jedi, because The Last Jedi product did not move. They only made like 6 figures from the Rise of Skywalker.
That's mind-boggling.
Doesn't that sound crazy to you? Think about how many the shelves stocked with Phantom Menace.
I bought so many figures. I bought like 20 figures.
And 20, Wolves. Like 30, 40, and did like Chancellor Valorum, Random Gungan, like, you know what I mean? Like really deep, Watto, like really deep into all the pod racer guys.
I love Watto's like, oh, I used to own Darth Vader. They're like, sure you did, old man.
Is that a meme?
It's a meme with Watto. I was like, you know.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen
like,
that meme.
I used to own Darth Vader.
Sure you did. Sure you did, Watto. Let's go back to the, yeah. I love that meme.
It's such a funny meme.
That's back in the day. I owned Darth Vader.
They're like, all right,
yeah,
Watto.
Sure you did, Watto. Go back to your fucking junk store.
That's such a good meme.
That's funny. Yeah. But yeah, but compare like 100 different figures that they made in 1999 for the Phantom Menace, and then compare that to like 6. They did.
And they probably didn't even sell that well.
They didn't. They did Knight of Ren. They did Rey in her Rise of Skywalker attire. They did Sith Trooper, which was the red one. And then I guess they did maybe Finn, like some of the other main characters, and that was it. I think it was like a total of 6 for like the modern line, the modern vintage collection line, and it's like. And what? 6? It's crazy. And then they focus because
the collectors weren't buying them.
Listen, if you want to know what's really popular, you follow the free market. And Hasbro fucking knows. They're like, hey, listen, we're not making. I guess Zori Bliss. I guess they made 2. So it was like a 6.
Well, but Mandalorian, they made a bunch of shit.
Well, but the Mandalorian is popular. So yeah, no, they're making figures for Mandalorian, and they made some from the Book of Boba Fett. But like, imagine like a big tremendous Episode 9. You know, Star Wars Episode 9, and they made 6 figures.
That's great.
And no vehicles, really, I don't think. You know, crazy, yeah. So they had no... Hasbro had no confidence in any of that content. But, bringing it up, now they're coming out with a lot of Obi-Wan stuff, because I guess they had confidence in it. And it's true. It was the biggest single premiere for Disney+.
The last episode
Plus.
Saved it. I was
well, I saved it. I don't think it was failing, but so you feel it lagged in the middle, which I did too.
Leia stuff too long.
Yeah.
Reva sucked.
Yeah.
Vader and Obi-Wan were what you came to see, and that,
for sure.
That's what validated it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Like, we came to see Obi-Wan and
so there's
like,
a huge
and Vader, and then Hayden Christensen. We wanted to see it.
A huge cameo at the end, which we won't unveil.
Yeah.
But the mini cameo is cool seeing the Emperor, like.
Okay, so, all right, spoilers.
The minor
spoiler for the last episode, the Emperor makes a cameo in hologram form.
And
to
he's
Darth
just
Vader.
Yelling at Vader.
Just yelling at Vader like he always does. So funny, though, because they're not using Emperor makeup on Ian McDiarmid. It's just him old now. It's just him old.
Nah, he had a little, though.
Maybe they paled him up.
His hair, the puffy eyes, kind of.
They gave him the yellow eye. They gave him the yellow eyes.
But it wasn't the full, like,
but it wasn't the, it was just like, he's so old now, just use him as is, you know. Maybe they made him a little more gray.
He's another, like, you can't replace him as yellow. He's such
no,
a,
and he's still kicking. And he's in
voice,
all six, he's in
like,
all 5, 6 movies, I guess. Oh, 5 movies, because. But yeah, he's great. No, you can't replace him.
That was a cool
goes.
Cameo, and then the other
great
one
little cameo.
You have to watch on your own.
Yeah. And the other one, I guess, is a bigger cameo, but I think it was one everyone was expecting. They kind of hinted.
Let's just keep that to...
Yeah. Because that's...
It came out yesterday,
because that's the biggest piece of it, which was for me, was wonderful.
I loved it.
It went on for a little longer, but...
It was brief, but poignant, you know.
Very poignant. Brought us back to 23, you know, a long time ago.
So what's your score here?
On the
overall
show, I'm going to give it like 85. 83%. Like pretty good. Between so like 82, yeah, like 8.5 stars. I'll like give it a yeah, 7. You giving it? Or are you giving it a little less than me because you really didn't like the middle?
And it was lower until the last episode.
Really?
Gave me and Jermaine enjoy it more.
There, yeah, there was a lot I liked and some I didn't. Like you said, too much Leia, too much. And you know, like you said, the first episode was boring for me. You could have gave me that for six episodes. You could have gave me Obi-Wan, because that's what Obi-Wan's doing. So yeah, that to me is true. In my cool mind, seeing his that's hermit true
lifestyle.
You know? You could have just gave me
a remedial job, and he lived in the dunes.
For me, you didn't have to go big. You didn't have to give me Obi-Wan. You didn't have to give me Leia. You didn't have to even give me Imperials except for Stormtroopers. Like, and any time that you see a Sand Trooper, it could have been a big, like, fearful thing. Oh, no, the Empire. You could have gave me, like, Obi-Wan bickering with, like, local junk, like a local junk issue. Or like you said, with Jabba goons. Not even Jabba himself. You didn't even have to go as big as Jabba himself.
Jabba's
goons.
Jabba is the boss of Tatooine.
Jabba runs Tatooine, controlled by the Hutts, as we all know.
At that time, Jabba is the most powerful person in Tatooine.
Absolutely. And maybe in that
outer rim.
The outer rim territory. So like, yeah, he's a big ass
cancer. This is Jabba's pinnacle power.
Pinnacle power, and like, the Empire's got some pull there, but then not entirely. It's still
it's an outer rim
territory. Jabba's still got a lot of pull.
People there.
Yeah, they have like sand troopers running, like, you know, kind of, but
it's not Imperial territory.
It's not a full Imperial territory. They have like Jabba a very light.
Jabba's running Tatooine.
Yes, for sure. And, you know.
And that's such a huge character right within itself.
And, but again, for me, if you were to do that, you didn't even have to show me Jabba. Like, you could have, like, you didn't have to have Obi-Wan meeting Jabba.
Big Fortuna yelling at some goons. Yeah. And I'd have been like, oh, sick.
For me, that would have been more than enough. But I could see what Disney is saying. That's not big enough. We're not going to get the general audiences if we don't bring back Darth Leia. We need Princess Leia. We need the names, you know. We need Princess Leia. We need Darth Vader. We need Kathleen Kennedy to produce. You needed all these names, you know. You needed Hayden Christensen. But
you want aliens. You want obscure villains.
Yeah. For me, if you look back to the original Star Wars, like, I love just gritty looking gross humans on Tatooine. Yeah. Like,
bartender.
The bartender. Dr. Evazan. Just random, like, homely looking.
Spaceport.
Right. Like, Skell's at a spaceport. But also, like, but he wasn't really at the space. He's
supposed to be like
him.
A space western, you know? Yes. Not a babysitter cape.
Which they are doing a lot of, I guess, in Mandalorian and Book of Boba Fett. So maybe they felt like, because it's true. There's a meme where it's like Tatooine's holding up the whole franchise, like, still, and it's true, it is.
Oh, know? It always leads back to Tatooine.
It always leads back to Tatooine. They need to start thinking about something fresh, which they did bring it to other places. I actually really liked where Vader and Obi-Wan fought.
That rock planet?
Yeah, the rock, like, hoodoo planet. I really like
that. I love Vader.
They should bring more stuff like that. Like, they need to do more environments. Oh, yeah, which is a canon thing. Goes all the way back to the 80s. That's Mustafar. Supposed to be Mustafar. Wow. Yeah, because that goes all the way back. Goes all the way back, I think, to the Return of the Jedi novel, I think.
The Trade Federation had a base on Mustafar.
Well, they had some operations there. Lord Sidious promised us peace. We only want... Oh, it just kills
them. We are Japanese citizens.
thinking about these younglings and thinking back upon the Revenge of the Sith, I'm like, wow. Lucas just had this guy kill children. You know, like, you just murdered all these children. Like
66.
You think about in this day and age, you probably wouldn't be able to get away with that with all the stuff that happens in this climate.
It wouldn't be as good, no.
But I think, like, you wouldn't even be able to do it. Like Disney sure won't touch like that. Like, Disney won't have like a post episode 3, like, where he's killing younglings.
Disney's fucked. Yeah. You know what it is.
Well, they're not gonna do as gritty as
they're doing. You
watch
know,
those Pokemon cards; those are shadowless. There, I pay a lot of money for those.
Yeah, but these are commons, though. But
nevertheless, they go for money.
The shadowless it's a beautiful look to look
I
at.
I love the shadowless. Yeah, I was just
looking at the ancient Mew, just kind of thrown in.
I was just looking at all right, we're gonna wrap it up here. As you can see, we got beautiful collectibles on the table that we can talk
every
about.
Every
time
I come here, it's,
yeah, I've got the.
We're running out of space.
Yeah, we're running out of space. We're running out of time here. So
we're
okay,
gonna wrap it up.
That's it. Yeah, we gotta wrap it up right now. But that, so I really liked it, Obi-Wan. It was good. You know, it's not amazing. It's good. Sean liked it a little less than I did because the middle leg.
Good, not great. But yeah. There you go.
And that's it. Everyone, enjoy yourselves. Keep watching the stars.